أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذ قالت امرأة عمران رب إني نذرت لك ما في بطني محررا فتقبل مني إنك أنت السميع العليم. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala explained briefly the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam were the criteria for the love of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala explained about Adam alayhi salam, Nuh alayhi salam, and Ali Ibrahim, the family of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and Ali Imran, the family of Imran alayhimu salatu wassalam. That was very briefly. Now in this ayat, Allah Ta'ala goes into the details from here, some details about these families. And the reason for this is that firstly, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam are the criteria for to see what will please Allah Ta'ala. Anyone who wants to please Allah Ta'ala, it is absolutely necessary that he comes to know the teachings, the lives of the Anbiya. For us, our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then that is the criteria. Many of us have got no idea what Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam stood for, what his mission of life was, etc. And we make our own standards by which we think we are pious and we are righteous. That is not at all accepted by Allah Ta'ala. The only criteria is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we don't pay attention to it, even if we know it, and we work on our own, aqal ki ghore dorati hai. We use our brains to think how we, what is deen, and what we must do. We must keep the peace in the community. We must keep everyone happy. And we don't think that how Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam broke away from his entire community for the establishment of the truth. And we want to do the complete opposite, and we think we are pious, and we think we are very learned, and we are very smart. So that will not help at all in the court of Allah. The criteria is the lives of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam in their respective times, and for us, Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Follow me, Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam says, by the command of Allah. That is the only way you can reach Allah, gain the love of Allah, please Allah, gain your najat and salvation in this dunya and in the akhirah. And then here, Allah Ta'ala explains further that especially from the Bani Israel, the Ahl Kitab, the Jews and Christians, how much they went to ikhraat and tafreeq, to the extremes in breaking the laws of Allah. In the love of Allah, which they claim, which was not according to the Nabi, and in the love of Allah and the hatred for Allah's sake. That is also a great ibadah, to hate somebody for the ibadah, for the pleasure of Allah. Man ahabba wa huwa abghada lillah, wa man a'ta wa mana'a lillah. A person who loves for Allah's sake and he hates for Allah's sake, that person's iman is complete. And that is absolutely necessary also. Today we all can understand, if somebody has to swear my mother, father, speak bad about them, we take immediate offense. Somebody wants to interfere with my wife, we take immediate offense. But when it comes to the deen of Allah, we must be accommodating. You mustn't do anything. As if the deen of Allah has got not only cheap, but it's got no value. And that Allah Ta'ala also has got no value. You can throw around Allah as you wish to. You can throw his deen around as you wish to. Somebody takes my 50 cents and I get mad about it. He overcharges me 5 rand and I get mad about it. But for the deen of Allah, anyone can change it as they please, and that doesn't affect us. There we say we must keep the peace with everyone, and we must be good with everyone, and we must accommodate and overlook, and we must forgive everyone. But when it comes to our small, insignificant things of dunya, then there we are not prepared to forgive. And also Allah teaches here that those people who do wrong must be exposed also. The Jews and Christians, over and over in the Quran Sharif, Allah has exposed them, that all their wrong, so that the wrong beliefs can be known by the people. We feel that we must cover up other people's faults. There are those faults of other people which we must cover up, and we get sawab for them. There are the other faults of other people that we condone, we don't speak about it. Then there are those others which must be condemned. And there are others that must be exposed. And the people who commit those sins must also be exposed. And in there, like the Quran speaks over and over of the Ahbar and the Rahman of the Jews and the Christians, their priests, their learned people, and their pious people, Allah has exposed them openly. So because those people, when they do wrong, the whole ummah goes in the wrong direction. Therefore, it is absolutely necessary to expose those people and to expose their wrongs also. So the Jews, they went to the extreme of hating Isa al-Islam, to this extreme that according to their belief, they killed him. But Allah Ta'ala in His Qudrat, when they came to kill Isa al-Islam and when they caught hold of him, Allah Ta'ala miraculously lifted him up to the heavens. And one of their own people, Allah gave him the form of Isa al-Islam, and they killed him and they put him on the cross. And then they came into a big dispute. We were five, how come we are only four now? Where's the other one person? And what happened here, if that dispute is carrying on with them till today. Anyway, they went to that extreme that they killed, according to them, they killed Isa al-Islam. On the other hand, the Christians went to the extreme in the love of Isa al-Islam that they called him the Son of Allah. They called him, he is Allah himself. So that also Allah has exposed. So wherever, and especially the pious people and the ulama do wrong, and that wrong which misleads the ummah, that has to be exposed also. The Quran clearly teaches that if you don't expose it, the ummah will go in the wrong direction. So the Jews went into that direction, the Christians in the opposite, the Jews in the hatred of Allah, the hatred for the sake of Allah. They said that according to them, Isa al-Islam was not a true Nabi. And he claimed Nabuwat, he didn't follow Musa al-Islam. Allah gave him his own Sharia. For that they learned to hate him. And the hatred was for the sake of Allah, but it was in the wrong, complete wrong direction, so much so that according to them, they killed him. On the other hand, the Christians loved Isa al-Islam for the sake of Allah. And from here also we learn that our actions alone are not enough. Whether you hate for Allah's sake or you love for Allah's sake, the action itself is very good, but it must be correct also. For example, now if a person feels that I'm going to be very busy today, I won't get time, let me read my Zuhr namaz, finish now. The action of Zuhr is very good, but you're doing it in the wrong time. It's not going to be accepted from Allah Ta'ala. The amal, what its conditions must be right. The niyat must be right, only for the pleasure of Allah. And that also is not enough. It must be according to the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. If a person with all his good intentions wants to, like Barsisa, who was that priest who got involved with that young girl, all his intentions were very good in protecting her. But in that, he committed the worst of gunas until he gave up his iman also. So even if our intentions are good, the action must be good, and it must be according to sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So the Jews and Christians, Allah showed that how they went to the extreme, and in the extreme, and all of that for the sake of Allah. But they lost it all completely. And in here Allah is teaching us this ummah that also Amr bil Ma'roof, Nahi anil Munkar is a great command of Allah Ta'ala. When you see anything wrong, stop it with the force of your hand. It's the first clear-cut command of the Quran Sharif. If you can't do it, you don't have that ability, then with your tongue. If you can't do that also, then with your hate it. And stop it with your heart. And if you don't do that also, then that person has got no iman. So with all the wrong happening, and we just want peace, we don't want to speak out against anyone, and we just want, and we support the people who do wrong. When they come to us here, we support them, we mix with them, and we are supporting the wrong. This is a very bad state of our iman. That where does our iman lie? The clear-cut commands of Allah in the Quran and Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teachings are for us to practice upon. And yet Allah has shown that the Jews and Christians, in their hatred for the sake of Allah, and in their love for the sake of Allah, how they went completely astray. And all this is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Jews and Christians are not going to come and read the Quran Sharif. We Muslims will read it. And it's a lesson for us that in our religion also, we must not go to the extremes. That, for example, our deen, we make it equal like with Judaism, with the interfaith and the Abrahamic accord, that all religions are equal. Or, for example, that we give preference to dunya's education over deen's education. And we sort of die for dunya's education. So much so that we actually force our girls to go to universities in spite of the fact that we know how many of them get haram pregnancies and how many of them become drug addicts, alcoholics, they become suicidal. Hard facts which are in front of us, which we know, but we turn a blind eye to it, and we still give preference to that type of education. So this all has to be completely eradicated. It must be exposed, the ummah has to be informed, and the ummah must know about this. Not just that we are happy with one another, everything going smooth, and we support the batil, and we have unity on the falsehood. And then if we do that, dunya is not the place of retribution. When we go in the qabr, then we know all about it, what the condition will be there. So Allah Ta'ala guide us to understand the Quran and the purport and what the Quran Sharif wants from us. And these stories about the Jews and Christians is not just for us to criticize them, that they were so bad, they did this, they did that. It is for us to take a lesson and we correct ourselves.